sharing from Psalm 71, if you want to turn there in your Bible. David, don't you love him? I do, because he shows us how to relate to God. Amen. David starts the psalm by saying that he puts his trust in the Lord. He asks God to deliver him in his righteousness. Not just deliver him, but deliver him in the Lord's righteousness. He asks God to listen to him and to save him. Then we come to verse 3. In King James it says, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress." And I read it in the Message. And Pat, would you put the Message translation up? I loved it. And it says the same thing, but a little sweeter. "Be a guest room where I can retreat. You said your door was always open. You're my salvation, my vast granite fortress." Whoa! A guest room to go to when it gets really rough and you want to run away. You can run right into his habitation, into his guest room. He's got it all prepared. The sheets are clean, and he's got it all ready for you. I love that. That's what we need to do. And this is what David is doing, is saying, "I really need to come to you, God, and I know you, I trust you, and I'm telling you about you." That's letting you know me. I am letting you know me, God, by the things that I'm saying to you about who you are. Wow. Remember, that's the key. We're in the last days, and that's the key. It's not, do you know all about him? It's not, can you cast out demons and speak in tongues? But it is that you let him know you. Amen. I never want him to say to one person in this room, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." No, no, no. One said, "Hey, I know that group, and I love them. And I love him."
Amen.
He goes on to ask God to deliver him from the wicked and the cruel man and the unrighteous. Then he lets God know him again. He says, "God is my hope." And he knows God has had him since he was in the womb. And God is his strong refuge. He says, "Let his mouth be filled with praise and with God's honor." I love the way the Message then says in verse 9, "Don't turn me out to pasture when I'm old."
Amen.
"Or put me on the shelf when I can't pull my weight." Oh, God, don't put us into pasture. That's a verse we should mark for this congregation. And pray for each other. Don't, God, please don't put Bill into pasture. Please, God, don't. He would be miserable there. He needs to be witnessing and prophesying for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Again, the next verse, he asks God to take care of him. And then the psalm goes into an absolute crescendo, just like waves gathering power. You know, in Hawaii, those great big huge waves that they surf on, and they just keep coming and coming. That's what this psalm does at this point. David is caught up in passion for the Lord. "My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto I have declared thy wondrous works." He ends by saying, "I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness." When? All the day long. Amen. Let's stand and let's say that last verse from the Message Bible. "And I'll take up the lute and thank you in the tune of your faithfulness, God. I'll make music for you on a harp, Holy One of Israel. When I open up in song to you, I let out lungs full of praise, my rescued life a song. All day long I'm chanting about you and your righteous ways." And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to let out lungs full of praise to him.
Amen.
Down the mountain, let's do it.